This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A 77-year-old rideshare driver was killed and his passenger was critically injured in a shooting outside a Center City hookah lounge early this morning. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story from near the scene.
It was about 2 in the morning when police say a 22-year-old man was getting out of a hookah lounge, Biblos, on 18th Street near Chestnut, and he was getting into a Chevy Suburban that was picking him up. But then police say a Jeep Grand Cherokee pulled up, a couple guys got out, there was some kind of argument, and at least one of them fired several shots. The 22-year-old was hit several times, and Chief Inspector Scott Small says the rideshare driver was hit in the head. He managed to drive, though, and turn onto Chestnut Street, but he didn't last long.
While driving that vehicle, after being shot, his vehicle jumped the curb, hit a light pole, tearing it off its base, and came to rest against another large pole.
The driver was pronounced dead. The other victim, the passenger, survived, but is critical. Police aren't exactly sure what the motive is at this point. They say the Jeep may have had Massachusetts plates and was last seen going west on Sansom. In Center City, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A drought that began last summer in the region remains in many areas, especially across South Jersey. KYW's John McDevitt reports emergency farm loans are being offered to those affected.
The emergency farm loans are administered by the USDA Farm Service Agency. Those eligible can use loans for things such as replacement of equipment, livestock, the reorganization of a farming operation, or to refinance certain debts. Primary counties that are eligible in New Jersey are Atlanta, Cape May, Cumberland, and Gloucester. The contiguous counties that are eligible in the Garden State are Burlington, Camden, Ocean, and Salem. The application deadline is December 8th of this year. In Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Philadelphia counties are eligible. More information can be found at farmers.gov. AccuWeather senior meteorologist Brian Thompson says persistent precipitation is needed to get out of this drought.
Well, we've been getting that so far this month. We're actually not too far in some areas from our total April average rainfall already so far this month. So what we need is persistent rain as we head into the spring here.
Thompson says a five-tier scale is used to determine drought severity. Several counties in South Jersey are in a tier four or an extreme drought. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Many home buyers are so focused on buying a house that they're compromising on what matters to them. KYW's Connor Barkon has the details.
Despite challenges like low inventory, high mortgage rates, and expensive real estate, home ownership proves to be the cornerstone of the American dream.
That outranks anything else, like being able to retire, having a successful career, or owning an automobile.
Chief financial analyst with Bankrate, Greg McBride, surveyed more than 2,300 Americans and found 64% are willing to buy a fixer-upper or move farther away from family to find more affordable housing.
Some of those come with their own costs. So even there, you may save on the sticker price of the home, but you have to evaluate the total cost. You don't want a disruption in income or unplanned expenses to suddenly become a crisis because you're living so tight.
The survey found baby boomers are least likely to alter their housing desires, while younger generations are more inclined to do so. McBride suggests leaving room in your budget in case of an emergency expense and advises against pushing your financial limits in order to land a home. Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
People in Camden got free laundry and a health checkup yesterday during National Laundry Day. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
The federal laundromat in Camden was busier than usual with folks doing a couple of free loads of laundry and getting a little health information on the side. Margarita Valentin is with the Medicaid company Wellpoint, New Jersey.
We give them two machines. We give them laundry detergents, dryer sheets. We'll pay for the washer and dry. We give them laundry bags. And then we supply them also with information on Wellpoint, the benefits that we have, and how we can assist them with New Jersey Family Care.
CamCare also supplied diapers, baby formula, and other much-needed items. Camden City resident Carol Johnson says it's a blessing.
I think that's a great idea. You know how bad the economy is. We all need a little helping hand once in a while, you know?
Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.